Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and today with Lesson 16, I have no neutral thoughts. Let's go ahead and practice a few of these sentences and apply your own ideas from your own life, but I'll go ahead and put in a few that I've heard from time to time. This thought about my fat on my body is not a neutral thought. That thought about the economy and where it's going is not a neutral thought. This thought about my meeting today and what it might mean to my life and my future is not a neutral thought. That thought about my illness or this rash on my body is not a neutral thought. And go ahead and substitute those blanks with your own personal details of your life story. What we're learning today, yet again, is that our thoughts are not neutral. Every thought that we have is creating or miscreating. And we want to use our thoughts to actually align with God's will for us, so that we can get back to the happiness and the peace that is His will. Today we can leave a space for whatever it is that we are thinking about or worrying about, and leave a space for our higher mind, what's called the Holy Spirit, to intervene on our behalf. Every time we hold a fear thought about a situation, go ahead and hold a situation in your mind right now that you have some fear or worry about. You might as well add the words, "I pray," on the end of that fear thought. This is a little practice I use for myself to remind me that every thought I am holding, I am literally declaring that this is my choice. You see, we are powerful co-creators with God, and every thought we hold literally projects in front of us just as if it is real. But keep in mind that as a child of God, you actually cannot miscreate in truth. For you are an effect of God, and an effect can never do anything other than what the cause has directed it to be and to do. But we can believe we can miscreate, and we can believe that we can hold a thought that is not in alignment with truth. And because we have these beliefs, and we have also the power of God that dwells within us, we can project those thoughts and see them just as if they occurred. So today, let's just reel those thoughts back in, turn them over to the Holy Spirit, let them be used for the highest and most holy purpose of our happiness, our fulfillment, and our contentment, and then leave that space today that you could be guided from that quiet, loving, powerful voice within you that knows every step that will lead you to your highest and greatest experience of happiness.